Sandy Zuganic, the chair of the Sunshine Coast Business Council.
It's been a very big 10 years for the Sunshine Coast, but looking 10 years ahead, we have a very, very big event happening in 10 years' time, and that means we have to start preparing now. So what is major businesses and organisations on the coast doing now to in order to start those preparations?
Well, look, the Business Council wanted to reflect on that last 10 years because it has been a huge growth period for the coast. And we do a lot of work around looking at a pipeline of major projects to sort of see where the investment's flowing and to have a look at jobs and, you know, where jobs are likely to come on and come off and where, if investment's deferred, what does that mean in terms of jobs, those sorts of things. So what we were sort of indicating here is, look, we have all got plans. So council's got plans. State and federal government have probably got their plans. We've all got plans about growth for the region, but we need to get on the same page for some of this major infrastructure growth. And I think that whilst the collaboration in this region has improved a lot, there are still areas where we're not quite on the same page, and leading up to the airport to maximise the value that can flow to the coast from the Games is really what we're trying to focus on now. Let's get thinking about it.
And it's funny, like you say, 10 years, but that time goes very quickly when you're preparing for big projects and big things like this.
It does, both from the state funding as well as from the private sector. You know, I mean, these sorts of projects take a huge amount of time just for the planning, getting through the approval process, getting the funding in place or getting the investment in place. And before we know it, you know, we are going to be 10 years down the track. And we have got some gaps in our planning. We're still not yet all on the same page, if we look at the three tiers of government, on the same page about our transport, whether it's the mass transit within the region or the transport options between the Sunshine Coast and Brisbane. So we're not yet quite on that same page. We've got an airport that is expanding, which we need it to do, because this will be a huge boost for that international travel and arrival of people coming over to the Games. But we also have this great void in housing stock, in short-term accommodation, and certainly in all levels of tourism accommodation. So thinking about that and looking at how the investment attraction strategies around that for council, we all need to be a bit in step to do that.
And how are we going to get everyone on the same page? I mean, have we organised monthly meetings? Like, what's the process to get everyone on board and to be working closely together on this?
As I mentioned, I think that that's all starting to improve. It's only this week that Ted O'Brien had initiated with the Regional Development Australia up here a meeting mainly of community leaders and people who had, in fact, athletes from prior Olympic Games, etc. So there's about 100 people in the room, and with some of the university and TAFE and other key business leaders. Just to really start the process and ask the question is, do we think that we need to start working as a community on this? And that question was really just the whole focus of the meeting. And it was terrific to hear from some of those former athletes, but also people who had worked on Commonwealth Games and Olympic Games in the past. So we've got a lot of experience there, and there certainly was a voice that was coming through saying this is a terrific opportunity to really build that community pride, that community cohesion and resilience, and they were all on board with the need to bring this community even closer together. So that was certainly a shot in the right direction. Council were there, both councils were there, and there's no doubt that they have also started thinking about this in terms of investment attraction and as well as, infrastructure. We are intending, there is discussions between council and the Business Council about meeting on a regular basis, and you know, half yearly is regular when you want to look at any changes to the major pipeline of projects, to get together and look at you know, what investment is there in place that's going to start building some of this housing gap, as well as in closing that gap, as well as the, you know, a focus on tourism. So those things are already starting to bubble to the surface, and I think that the fact that we've now got the Brisbane 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games, and there will be you know, quite a lot of opportunity, not just for Sunshine Coast in hosting some of the events, but also from the tourism that will flow both before and after the Games. And, you know, we need to be making sure that what we build endures well after the Commonwealth Games, and really is there to support this very healthy growth that the coast has been experiencing over the past decade and expected to continue for the next decade.
And as far as the Sunshine Coast Business Council goes, what's the vibe? I mean, overall, is everyone on the same page that this is an exciting time ahead?
Well, the people I talk to, yes. So, you know, we're all excited about the opportunities that this brings for jobs for our young people. You know, we are always thinking about jobs for the future. We don't really get into the argument about the rights or wrongs of population growth. We more take that pragmatic view that population growth is with us. It needs to be accommodated. It's not a bad thing, but we keep ourselves out of that argument as much as we can. And we just look at how are we going to attract investment, private sector investment, particularly into this region, to keep building and in line with the growth, and at a very high quality. So that's really where our focus is. And we're concerned that the short-term housing accommodation, but, you know, where's our five-star resorts? It's been like 30 years since we've added to that stock. And this is just going to be, we're only going to be down the road from Brisbane. You know, people will want to come here and should want to come here. Look at what we got to offer. So looking at all of those other things from a tourist point of view that we need to get in place and excite our businesses, I don't think that's going to take much of a job. I'm, as I said, the vibe that I'm already feeling is very positive.